All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is, we're picking up on page Kuf Lamed Aleph in Gan Emunah. Kategor Na'aseh Senegor. Adam She'omid L'din Beveis HaMishpat. So if a person goes ahead and stands in din, person is summoned to judgment in the court. Nimtza B'mivchan Shel Emunah. So a person ultimately, again, is found in a test of Emunah. Va'alav lifal al pi shloshes aklalim shel emunah. And again, remember, what he's talking about over here is if a person goes ahead and finds themselves summoned to judgment, so the Mechaber is saying the message that I'm supposed to take from that is ultimately, again, that I'm being placed in a test of emunah. Va'alav lifal al pi shloshes aklalim shel emunah. And whenever I'm placed in a test of emunah, my goal is to operate based on the three foundational pillars of Emunah. What are the three foundational pillars of Emunah? Number one, that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, that ultimately, again, all is Latova. All is good. All is good. And number three, that there is a message or a meaning in everything that occurs. He says, Alav Ladas, Sheyesh Alav Din Lamalo. So what's the message I'm supposed to take from it? He's suggesting that if I find myself, you know, being summoned to din in the earthly world, then ultimately, again, that's a sign that I'm also being judged above. In other words, that what's happening here is mirroring what's happening above. Lachin, lo mishana imu chaf mipesha, va'apichu ki amadina amar hu latze zakai, ya'o imu asham apichu ki amadina. Therefore, again, it makes no difference, says the Mechaber, although listen to these words carefully, says it makes no difference if you're guilty or if you're innocent. So what the Mechaber is just pointing out over here is something interesting, which is that, again, everything that happens to us here in this world is some type of sign, is some type of simon, ultimately to what it is that is happening above. So a person finds themselves in trouble with the law, a person finds themselves being summoned to din, summoned to judgment in this world, the Mechaber posits that perhaps, again, remember, the Mechaber, as wonderful as he is, not Navi. So he can't tell you why things are happening. What he's giving an example of is the way to look at a situation in order to be able to glean some type of deeper meaning. He goes on, so therefore, again, if I find myself in trouble with the law, so to speak, in this world, there's a sign that perhaps there's din against me above as well. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell me that there's some element of judgment that I have to deal with, that I have to reckon with above as well. Person has to know that if indeed he is struggling with legal matters here in this world, the resolution of those disputes are really decided above. And amazingly enough, in that moment, ultimately again, when you are being judged by someone, know that, you know, when you're being judged by a human court, know that in reality, your merits are being weighed by the celestial court. You know, you could always, and in accordance with the psaktin, in accordance with the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beisdin, noznin belev ha-shofet be-Beisdin shamata, the Ribbono Shel Olam will put the wisdom in the heart of the judge here below, in Latov, you know, if you, I've often found this interesting. You know, if you ever go to jury duty, if you go to the joy, the great zuchus, the person has to fulfill their civic duty. I mean, it is a zuchus. Baruch Hashem, we have an opportunity to participate in a process. But it always struck me how, again, if you know, if your number's called and you go in for jury selection, so it's an incredible mussar how all of this power is vested in this person on the bench. And the truth is, there's absolutely no way to know. Good person, not a good person, you know. And it strikes me also because, remember, we're in the middle of Sanhedrin. So if you notice, again, Judaism, we don't have courts of one person. We have for certain things like for Hataras Nedarim, for, you know, for annulment of vows, you could go to a Yachid Mumcha. But for any kind of real case, you always have a group. You always have three, you know, or more. Obviously, in capital cases, much more like we've seen. And it always struck me that here, I always imagine, like, I don't imagine, but I could imagine being one of the defendants in some of these cases. And okay, of course, there's a jury, but this person wields so much power. And if you've ever been on jury duty and you see, sometimes you run across judges who are not so nice. I mean, you run across people who are not nice in general, but then you see a person who's curt, who's a little bit abrupt, and you wonder, my gosh, you're sitting there like a melech on the throne. You have everybody's getting up for you, sitting there, why am I getting up? I mean, I don't know who you are. I don't know you realize you're mamish biyad Hashem. You're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mechaber is just saying, if you find yourself, and halavai, we should never find ourselves, you know, sitting there, jurors is fine, but in other capacities we shouldn't find. But understand that A, there's a message that there's a din that's happening about me from above. And number two, the resolution of that is very much in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachin, Adam ha-ma'amin, lifnei shaholech lebeis ha-mishpat, afapi sha'osei shtadluyos begashmius. So when I have to go for judgment, even though again, I'm going to put in my hishtadlus, and what's my hishtadlus? Kigon, shesucher prakleto v'chadom. I'm going to hire a good lawyer. In other words, even though I believe that everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, I'm not just going to walk into court saying, Ribono shel Olam, I know you have my back. I have to put in my hishtadlus. He knows that you can never fool the celestial court. And ultimately, again, even the best of lawyers will not go ahead and change the decision of the Beis Din Shalmala. Iker hishtadluso itzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shiakoveya matihiyena totsaos hamishpat. And therefore, it's important for a person to realize that at the end of the day, it's going to be the Ribono Shel Olam who makes the decision. Gam kasher hu yodea, shapichukei ha-medina ein shum sikuyim latzeis zakai bedin. Sometimes a person is faced with a circumstance where he realizes there is no good way for me out of this situation, meaning chances are I'm not going to be found innocent, right? Meaning when I look at it in a teva dikwe, in a normal fashion, I don't see how I could emerge from this unscathed. Who ain't no nifhal mizeh? Person doesn't become overwhelmed by this. Rather, a person confesses his sins before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'vakish slicho mischarit. Person asks for forgiveness. Mekabel alatzmo latakines masov. He accepts upon himself to fix his ways. V'lo lachzor aleihem lahaba. And not to return to do them again. U'mekabel alatzmo kabbalas tovos. And he accepts upon himself all types of positive kabbalas. B'kitzer, hu mishtadal la'asos tshuva kafi she'efshar. Kichol she'efshar. They will say, what the Mechaber is describing over here, and again, we're just giving many different examples for the same thing, but understand this incredibly exalted level of living, where a person lives in such a way where he recognizes that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all is Letova, and there is a message in everything. And it is my job to figure out how to extract the message, how to grow from the circumstance, and ultimately how to bolster my emunah. That's my avoda in every circumstance. So I find myself in the court of law, it must mean, or it could mean, that there's din against me above as well. The Rebbe Shalom is judging me as well. Well, what do I do when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges me? I do tshuva. What's the impact that tshuva is going to have on my court case over here, on my earthly legal affairs? That remains to be seen. But lemaisa, that's my goal. V'gam kasher yodea. Let's just read my paragraph. Shapichu ke medina muchrach latzei zakai bedin hu ino somech hazeh. And again, we'll say the reverse is true as well. Person, let's say, knows with absolute certainty that Emir Hashem, he's going to be zakai bedin. He's going to go ahead and be found innocent. Hu eino somech hazeh. He doesn't rely on this by itself. Ela osa tshuva kifi kocho, ki hare eino yodea im bebeis din shamala hu yetzei zakei. Vim chasa shalom yichayvu osa bebeis din shamala, behechrech yichayvu osa gam lamata, af shu be'emes chaf mipesha pichuke amadino. So we'll say the idea of what he's saying is that in the earthly court, if it looks open and shut, it looks easy, don't rely on that. Because understand, the resolution of this case is going to be fundamentally and profoundly rooted in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. Therefore, again, I have to use this as an opportunity to perform tshuva. I have to use this as an opportunity to turn myself around. I have to use this as an opportunity, ultimately, again, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achinu osa tshuva b'chol ofen, v'mekavesh shebe'mishpat ha'amiti, shebe'emes koveh b'shanu yetzei zakai. And my kavana ultimately is not simply just to emerge from the earthly court case, zakai, innocent, but ultimately, again, to find my way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to engage in proper tshuva, and to get the innocent verdict from the Beis Din Shalmala as well. Plus, we'll stop over, we'll pick up with paragraph, Vevadai Imir Tz Hashem, tomorrow.